This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 at the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day program as opposed to anybody else. There is somebody who had the audacity to use the Good Day logo on a program. Actually, Fox used it too for a while until my lawyer sent them a note suggesting that I owned the term Good Day Show, Good Day Radio, Good Day This, Good Day That, and that if you would mind your own P's and Q's, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
How'd that work?
It worked and it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
Well,
there's a good side.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off in this hour of Good Day. We're all very happy to be here with you. It's so nice to be with you. Remember that song? Everything you say and do. Bump, bump, bump. You don't remember that song?
No, I forgot.
Really? Oh, okay. Well... I want everybody, this is my mantra for the world.
Okay,
find a job that you can be happy to go to every day. Be happy with your job. It
also
sounds like.
Started in middays.
Yeah. Right? Instead of like we do in the morning, 4
find
o'clock.
Find a job you love that starts at noon.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I've been around cows all my life and getting up at 4 o'clock, so it's never been a big deal. I think that's why one of the reasons that I started on doing mornings, even when I was back in college, is because I was up. And so, you know, you kind of start that. It was easy for me to go do stuff at that hour of the day. I always had classes in the morning, and then I could go work on, there was a bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school. That leads
so when you went to college, actually, this is we've known each other for a long time. Okay, so when you went to college, you still worked on a farm.
Yep, I did. I worked on the farm. I worked in the radio station. Since I was in college, I've done the same things till today. Worked on a radio.
I knew that. I thought because you know I knew that you were around the farm growing up. I did not know that you actually sought one out when you went to college.
There's a very famous bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio. And it was very interesting. I was in charge of shoveling manure.
Still? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay,
right,
so
exactly,
what did you earn for working on that farm? Can you remember?
I think it was $2 an hour or something like that. Yeah. It's not big money. The first
pretty
radio
good
job.
For 1847. I mean, that's pretty
good. Yeah,
money.
Thank you. That's right. Dun, dun, dun. The first radio job I had paid me $1.85 an hour. I do remember that. But now I think working on the. In the farm, it was $2 an hour. All right, let's see what we can find out here. Again, sort of the theme here is for you to be important. It's more important to be happy with your job because sometimes it's often less important than how you do it. If you're happy, doesn't that help you define yourself? Think about that for a second. Looking at our job, many people identify themselves. You know, they give you a card here. This is who I am. No, it's not. It's what you do. It's not who you are. But if you're holding a job that you like, it can help you be a better person. Feel better. Which comes first, being a better person than doing a better job, or doing a better job and becoming a better person?
Well, I think it's also something that you're proud of that helps your identity, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I've been looking forward to this for at least 24 hours. The overview of the great Lauren Boebert. And I always thought she was a classless piece of trash. Now I know she is.
Going to say that she's probably not.
No,
I'm not making excuses for her. Can you just let me finish for a second?
I'm not sure.
I'm
go
not
ahead, try it though.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that she's doing worse than other people in her age and her situation because she's, as she said, she's gone through a divorce, she's dating, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, fine.
What, so you got to let the guy fall into your breast and
no,
you reach over
can
and
you
take
let
care
me
of
finish?
His
You're going to like the next part.
Okay, go
because
ahead.
Because I understand that she's in a position that a lot of 37-year-old women are in. Maybe they have one too many cocktails, and they might do something that they're not proud of. That being said, when you know that the world hates you for your political views, and they do. I mean, I
don't hate her for her political views.
Oh, no, you absolutely.
I just think she's
you could hear in your voice. You're joyful that she was caught on camera.
No, I'm not. I'm joyful.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I think she and AOC and all these other
people. But there are a lot of people, and AOC is another one, that would be joyful in the fact that if they caught them doing something, that they're going to exploit it. So you have to outsmart those people. And if you're going to do stupid things, you better be sure that no one's got a camera going.
Right.
And you better be sure not to make a jerk out of yourself because you're going to get caught.
So
every single time, whether you're AOC or you're Lauren Boebert, if you're doing something like that, somebody's going to be targeting you because they're not afraid to be loud. They paint a target on themselves.
Well, yeah, right. So you have done a masterful job, as I knew you would, at sort of smoothing this over.
Well,
and it is, it's not
that, it's not that I'm a Lauren Boebert fan, because I'm not, really. I can't tell you that I have, like, any, like, oh, my God, I have to protect her. But I just look at this from, like, an honest perspective. I don't think she was, I'm sure people have had bad nights. I know that.
She said she felt short of her values.
Yeah. But you know what? She's been falling short of her values, it sounds like. I mean, she's dating a guy who's owning drag bars, and she comes out. And here's another thing. Can I make a comment about this?
Please. We're here to make comments.
Because there are a lot of people who are conservative who are clutching their pearls about the drag queens, and there's a bunch of people on the other side of the aisle who are clutching their pearls saying, oh, these drag queens are like saints. No. I think it is perfectly fair to say that anyone who is dressed in a sexualized manner should not be reading 3-year-old story time books in a library. Whether you're a drag queen or a stripper, anybody who is dressed in a sexualized manner, I think it just makes sense,
should probably not be
reading to young children.
Common sense.
That being said, you want to be go to like a drag brunch or something? I'm with you. Yay, fun, great. Go have fun. But you're over 18 or you're over 21 and you're not reading to a 4-year-old. I don't know how we can't. It seems like when some conservatives
talk... Why is that so hard to figure out?
I don't know, but it drives me nuts. Because when some conservatives talk, they just want to, like, ace drag queens off the planet. And then when the other side of the aisle talks, it's like everybody needs to be a drag queen or you're a hateful jerk. I don't understand how we can't just look at what's appropriate for the situation. And Lauren Boebert was guilty of it. She runs off the mouth of the same kind of stuff. And so when she's dating a guy who runs a drag bar, she looks like an idiot. Thank you. And end of story.
Right,
I just don't know why we can't just exercise common sense.
All right, okay, calm down.
Right?
I'm more interested in the business that what caught my attention wasn't so much that she was fondling this guy's junk.
That should have caught your attention. That was something to see.
It did catch my attention, but it was the fact she was vaping in the theater. Unless she was drunk.
I'm pretty sure that there were cocktails involved, just by looking at the footage a few times as I have.
Yeah.
I think something was going on.
So, but as a public, you know, one of the things that happens as a, if you will, a public servant is that you're under greater scrutiny.
That's
so if
I'm
you can't,
at.
That's part of the job.
And not just a public servant, but one who has a really loud and big opinion.
She and Marilyn Green and Mary, what's her name? It is Marilyn, right?
It's your girlfriend.
It's been so long since she's been
Marjorie Taylor
Greene. Right. Yeah, Marjorie and AOC and that other woman. And it sounds like I'm a sexist here because I have no problem with him.
No, Matt Gaetz would be another one. You're not a sexist. Matt Gaetz is another one.
George, what's his face? What's his name? With a guy from New York.
George Santos. Eric Swalwell. Adam Schiff. These would be people who are loud.
And
who would know that they are targets.
Yep. And not only are they loud, but they're all, maybe they're loud because they're jerks or they're jerks because they're loud. Not sure which it is. Anyway, I find all of this stuff. These people who are loud, they get caught and then they find marriage. If you're, doesn't she have children, Boebert? Doesn't she have children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One just, I think, older children, I think, is also going to be like a dad or something like that.
Well, she's only 37, though.
She started young, Doug.
Apparently she did.
I think so.
That tells you, well, I don't know, does that tell you something?
Well, you also have to remember, I mean, that's not necessarily fair, because different areas of the country, you know, more things are normal.
Mm. Well, anyway, she didn't do herself
proud.
Yeah, right. But we've all had our, listen, my life hasn't been completely without embarrassment, and nobody's has been completely without. I don't know. Maybe you probably have never been embarrassed because
oh God, I'm embarrassed every day, and I dwell on it. What are you talking about? My shame bone takes up my whole back.
No, well, see, but see, you shouldn't be. Because you're as close to a perfect human being as I think I know.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, I think that that's you are. You're one of the most wonderful people. You are every bit as good as you sound on the air. You're helpful. You're kind. You're sweet. People love you. And there's something to be said for that. We can't all be nice. So otherwise, we wouldn't appreciate people like you. When it gets down to the brass tacks. Well, I say it because I love you, and you know that I mean it, so it's there. But anyway, and I also mean what I say about Lauren Boebert. Excuse me, I can't tell you that I didn't chuckle. I was on a tractor yesterday, and I was thinking of all of the things that you and I could say. About, once in my life, I was actually rehearsing.
You were writing the material?
I was coming up with things like a stroke of genius on her part.
Oh, you're like working for the local newspaper.
Stuff with using the term junk. Let's see, what else did I do?
Did you watch the whole thing? It was.
I did. Ooh, ooh. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Very spicy, and she's a very, very pretty girl. I think a lot of people, maybe whether they liked her before politically, might be paying more attention to her.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe how the guy was groping her. And how obvious he was about it, rubbing her chest.
It was super weird, wasn't it? It was just like,
right.
It was very
And how did she meet this? What would have attracted him?
He's a bar owner in Aspen, so I guess, you know. Mm.
Yep. She's from
running
Colorado.
In circles.
She from Aspen? Is that how?
No, she's from, like, she's actually my my grandparents, ones that just passed away. She's in their district. It's Grand Junction. It's a bunch of smaller towns in Colorado, western Colorado.
So how did she get started? What did she do for politics before she became
a congressman? The only thing that I know about her history is what my... It was very funny because I'll remember this clear as day. My grandfather's wife, who I refer to as my bonus grandma, she was sitting there and she knows that I was into politics. She goes, "You're going to have to watch this one." She said she owns a bar, she carries a gun, and she's really making waves in politics here. And here she is.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you. Just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 23 half the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy birthday to a number of people who are listening to the Good Day program. Scott Montmonroy. That's how you pronounce the name. Steve Richards. Hi, Nate Haskell. Happy birthday to you from all of us here on the Good Day program. We were just talking off the air about Elon Musk and his latest public transgression on X. He's thinking about charging you for use of his social media platform. What is it called? A paywall? Is that it? That's the term that we used here, Jay. Small amount of a payment for each thing that you post. So a payment system that might be a tenth of a penny for everything you post, something like that. It supposedly would prioritize premium users' posts and help minimize the influence of bots. That's why when
bots, those pesky bots.
Yeah, when you like, I signed a document yesterday, and underneath it it said, "I am not a robot," and I had to click onto that. You see that on some time.
You see that on a lot of web pages, and right. It's either you just click on it or it's this grid of pictures, and it says, "Click on the pictures with a streetlight or something like that, or a bicycle," and you have.
So are bots a big problem?
Yes, there are a lot of programs that engage in a lot of this stuff, engage in social media, fill things out, push agendas. A lot of times if you see an account and they have 100,000 followers and you look at their posts and it's only like one or two likes per post, they probably bought those followers, and a majority of those followers are bots.
Yep. All right. So that helps clarify in my mind. He's introduced a lot of changes. You realize he's owned this thing for a year? Does that seem possible? When he bought Twitter, it was a year ago, 1st of October, so close to that anyway. And he wants to put the platform, he says, on a path for profitability. What the heck did he pay? Was it $44 billion or some crazy number?
It was some absurd number that he tried to reel out, and they wouldn't let him. They were holding him to it.
Yeah, right. So away we went on it, and I just find him to be a character. Okay, here's another social media item for this portion of this hour of the program. Surveys have been, I like surveys. You know, they don't tell you much. Sometimes polls, surveys, that kind of stuff. And so there's a new study out that basically cautions you about the opinions that come from social media. Basically, the advice here is to be aware that vocal minorities often, and maybe this is what he's trying to, this is another thing that Musk is trying to deal with, right? Social media users weighing in on a lot of issues, and that is, that information or the data is used by policymakers to come up with plans to fix this, that, or the other thing, or to deal with this, that, or the other thing.
Look at politicians, those who are far on the left, far on the right, get in the news a lot more. They're heard a lot more, even if you disagree with them, because they are the louder ones, as opposed to who's just left of center or right of center.
Yeah. So is this something, when you get down to it, that we all ought to be... should I stay away from polls? I ask that question from time to time. I find polls interesting just to talk about, but what do they really, you know, what do they really do for you? We ask people questions on our social media site, right? We asked about strikes. Look at all the strikes. United Auto Workers, Writers Guild of America, Screen Actors Guild, the hospitals. We have a strike here in my hometown where the nurses are going on strike. Flight attendants, apparently. There's some thought that there would be a strike against them. So anyway, and we asked you what you thought about it. Unions are important, so says Julie Kapp. They give us the 40-hour work week. I support them. All right, so there's one point of view. Hello. It's 28 after on Good Day.
You gotta eat, and you don't have to go broke. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. A report by Supermarket News says you will pay less using self-checkout than at staffed registers, where all that stuff tempts impulse buying. On Facebook, Sarah R. says, I've discovered that around 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, my local grocery store marks down food that's close to expiring. She says, I stock up for the week on whatever meats, bread, and veggies they have on clearance, and it is so helpful. And on BuzzFeed, Bonnie says that cutting down on pop and sugary drinks has made my mood better. And when Megan says she couldn't deal with meat prices, she started eating more plant-based food, and she calls it a positive life change. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead not guilty to federal firearms charges after a delay of years by federal authorities to forward the case. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October of 2018. The 3-count indictment from a special counsel overseeing the case, prosecutors have another issue brought up yesterday. Biden is asking to enter the not guilty plea remotely via video conferencing, saying it would avoid the cost of Secret Service protection as he travels from California to Delaware, an action that was not afforded to presidential candidate Donald Trump. Also in question, Biden's mugshot, taken when the first plea deal was denied by a judge, has not been released by federal authorities. NASA scientists have predicted there's a chance that a massive asteroid that they've been tracking could hit Earth in the year 2182. Bennu, a near-Earth object, orbits the Earth roughly every 6 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
News, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Lifting your spirits higher and higher, that's the Job of the Good Day program, among other things, talking about things that matter to you. It's Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen against the world, sort of. Well, not really. I think we have a lot of people that agree with us, even though we don't always agree ourselves. We don't have to.
But if we ran the world, just think about it, because even the stuff we don't agree about, we can agree about.
We have figured out how to do it, which is something that they're having a hard time doing as usual. I noticed the Republicans have released a short-term bill to avert the shutdown at the end of the month because the fiscal year is over at the end of September. Federal calendar makes October 1st the first of the new spending year. And so now they're trying to broker. Last time I saw some numbers over the weekend, Jen, that suggested that if, in fact, this thing doesn't get straightened out, it could cost the taxpayers $3 billion. For example, everybody gets paid after the fact.
I know. Furloughs.
Right?
It's just the stupidest thing.
It's really,
stupid.
It is.
It makes
yeah.
me insane. That's another thing. If we got yep. in and actually ran the government like business
yes.
people,
yeah.
clean it up real fast. But they just can't. They can't do it. They just want to spend. They don't understand. And this is Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, no, everybody. Yep.
Nobody deserves a pass in this department because mm-hmm. everybody, none of them have been great stewards of our money. None of them.
All right. So I was looking at the story. There's a new... Iceland Air folks have come up with, they've taken one of their planes and they've converted it into use for private tours and trips. So the plane has 50 seats in it and they're all live, you know, it's the first class, and they're going on chartered trips with this thing. And there's a picture of one of the flights taken over the weekend. It's all over social media. Matter of fact, it was on the news. A flight from Iceland to England, and the passengers getting a look on both sides of the plane. The pilot made a detour so that you could see the northern lights. The plane actually went around in a circle so passengers on both sides could see these. This is a fabulous. Look at if you can see it. It's pretty amazing. The lights. Kind of a greenish hue to them.
Something I've always wanted to see. That's definitely amazing.
From a plane, too. I mean, imagine it from a plane. Yeah. It's fabuloso. So I think we'll post that on our social media. All right, so I'm looking at last week's The Chart. We talk about this on Fridays, and it airs on the Talk Radio Countdown Show over the weekend. The things that are different today than perhaps they were. And the things that are still the same from last Friday to today. And the thing that I want to know, frankly, where we are on of all of the Biden stuff and the Trump stuff and yada, yada, the same things we talk about. But the United Auto Workers and their strike and some of the threats and how many people are being affected by this. They just shut down one plant for each of the manufacturers. But if what the leadership, the labor unions, UAW, United Auto Workers, have said, if you don't get this straightened out, we're going to make everybody, put everybody else on strike, everybody. So the car manufacturers don't want that because they put all of the contracts together at the same time. The union's smarter than the companies because everybody's contract for all the manufacturers comes up at the same time now. And so they're just coming out of the COVID problem of having enough supply to meet the demand. And so there's, depending on the brand of car, there's from 30 to 90 days on the lots, most of the major car dealers in the country. And that is, this is for the first time since the 2020. So here we have things, but you all know, you try to buy a new car during the COVID thing, what, you paid $5,000 over sticker, $10,000 over sticker, depending on what the model was. And so if this thing, these people, they know what's what. Their beef is the same, Jennifer, as the people that are on strike in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's the same concern, AI. And what are you going to do to protect our jobs? And the owners say, nothing. We're not going to protect your jobs.
It's unfortunate. Like for me, just being in Los Angeles, I feel like everybody's on strike because not only do we have the writers and the actors, one thing that doesn't get a lot of attention, and it will as things get closer to like the Olympics and stuff coming into LA, but hopefully they'll get it settled by then. But they've got a bunch of hotel workers on strike, and these are hotel workers at some of the most luxury brands that you can think of in Los Angeles. Now, those people are still are in this process where they strike like, and I'll use the air quotes, so, you know, like a surprise strike during the week. They actually let everybody know, but they're doing it once a week or once a month, and then they go back to work as part of their like negotiation. But these are workers in some major hotels in Los Angeles. Now you have the auto workers on strike. I mean, it seems like everybody is really freaking out a little bit about AI, but I was talking to a friend of mine. I don't know if I shared this with you, who's in the producers union, I think, and maybe it's directors union. And he said that their negotiators were just much more, I guess, smart and aware of what to do with AI rather than the writers and the actors. And that
right.
a lot of this is having to do with how their unions are approaching this rather than even the issue with the studios. We all know the studios are greedy and they're just trying to put people out of their homes and let them wait this out until they make the conversation, until they're desperate enough to make a deal. But from his perspective, he actually thinks that the writers and the actors were failed by their own union not really going into this when they should have adopted
the director. I agree.
Yeah,
they don't have leadership. Yep. So, all right, I'm doing a little traveling as you're talking. The Northern Lights thing brought me around to something that's going on. Once again, here we are in California, and off the Southern California coast, there are tours being conducted as we speak. Well, not at this hour of the day there, but there's a flourishing algae situation. All the people say, the algae's dying because of global warming. That's such crap. Here's a place, excuse me, pardon my flourishing time in front of all the ragweed yesterday, which is causing my voice to be compromised, shall we say. Anyway, the onlookers, the boats, the cruises that are going out to see this phenomena out in Long Beach is where most of them are going out of, frankly. Mm-hmm. Here's a scientist who said, this is the most magical thing I've ever seen. The beautiful, where the water is clear, you can see these algae that are blooming and filling the, well,
it's
like
really
at
beautiful.
Dusk. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you go up the PCH, you can see it. There are some people that are, you see pictures of people
underground gardens or underwater garden.
Yeah. They're sitting on the beach that are taking pictures of this stuff. This is something that really does fly in the face of all the people who are saying, we have marine problems. There are a lot of little seahorses and things that are suffering, getting sick or dying because of the change. And algae, by the way, can be toxic as well. It may be beautiful, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's great for the environment under the water. It chokes out a lot of other stuff, and it does have an effect on animals. I remember when they used to clean out the Sudbury River in my neck of the woods, and they'd bring the stuff that came out of the river in trucks to my compost pile, and it made great fertilizer. It's really very, it's very poignant, full of all kinds of rich things, but also it can be unfriendly to some of the stuff that many of the environmentalists are all worked up about. So, all right, as long as we're in California, Jennifer is an expert when it comes to wine, and a lot of people are wine drinkers, and they like to know, they appreciate when Jennifer goes off and talks about some of the wines. She and her father are both, how do you actually pronounce it? I always tease you because I say
sommelier. I know, you always do. Sommelier.
Sommelier, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at an overview of the Temecula Valley, which apparently is home to some of the most beautiful wines. I think we were talking about Napa a week or so ago, and now Sonoma is in focus. And this is just something that's standing out. I don't have, I'm not a wine drinker. I don't have, magazine that comes to me. I just look around as I'm scouring all of the various sources that I use every day.
Well, it's really farming. So this is why I would think it would be something.
Well, that's where I got it from, a farming magazine. Yeah.
I think that you would like to go wine tasting because it is not just about going and getting drunk. It is, at least when I go, it's about learning. You talk to the winemaker,
and then
you see what
drunk.
They're doing. You're looking at, what was that?
I said, and then getting drunk.
And then getting drunk. No, but it really is about seeing how, you can have a wine that is made with the same grapes literally across the street from one another, and it's different because of the soil and the terroir.
Yeah, the soil is what makes the difference in the taste.
Yeah,
like
so it's
else.
Really,
yeah.
I find it really fascinating, and I think it's interesting to see different methods and stuff. But Temecula is actually near San Diego. Their wines are up and coming. Some of them are good. Others are still pretty young and, not as beautiful as you might get up north. But if you come to Temecula to visit, the amount of money that people have put into this area as an investment, the wineries are stunning. They are absolutely beautiful and breathtaking.
Yeah.
So it's really gorgeous. Now, just in, you know, in honest, all transparency, I think that some of the wines still need a little time, but it's still really fun for like a day.
Well, but you, yeah, I mean, that's it. The people who go on all these wine tours, they get on horses and they go into trails and they go to some of these hot, very expensive places to get a massage. The horses, it's like, it's a wonderful way to spend a day or two. I'm going to Napa for Thanksgiving. And I don't know anything about
it. Oh, I'll have to make you a little list of things you'd enjoy up there.
Okay. Yeah, the kids are going up. Sophie's folks have a place in Napa. They're going for Thanksgiving. They invited me to come up. So I said I'll come, you know, for a day or so. And as long as I can, you know, stand to be in one place. And take advantage of what there is there. As you,
yeah.
My friend Greg has used to converted a winery in this area to a grow facility, and apparently there's quite a bit of that going on.
Oh, there's a ton of that up there, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can learn for work, right?
Yes, right. Like everything else. Okay, we'll do some crazy traveling. A Navy veteran's jaw was torn off over the weekend after being attacked by a bear. The whole bottom part of his mouth is gone. Attacked by a grizzly bear while he was hunting in Montana. So the individual is they're going to rebuild his imagine getting that close to him.
Did you see the guy who was bitten by the shark who just came out last week? And
yeah.
It literally was a shark bite from his eyeball down to his chin. Crazy.
So the sharks and the bears, and now there are 20 rattlesnakes. Somebody some guy opened up a garage in Arizona. And there were 20 rattlesnakes, including a pregnant one.
Good night, nurse.
Correct. Yeah, right. Good night. It's 48 past the hour. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jack Stockwell is here on America's Good Day Health. Yep, Dr. Jack is here. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, visited by thousands of people when he mentions it, when I mention it. The latest podcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, focusing on what happens to your bodies if you don't get enough salt. Among other things, your body needs a certain amount of... You always fly in the face of what conventional men... Don't have salt's bad for you. Don't have salt. And you say, well, isn't it like anything else in moderation? Yes?
Well,
no,
maybe? The truth of the matter is that medicine, modern medicine, is usually 20 to 30 years behind the latest science. Because they just get caught up in, you know, a kind of a rut.
BS.
And yeah, and it's, you know, and whatever they're not up on, they're down on. You know, I mean, completely illogic, but that's the way it works. Mm. And no, we desperately need salt. The body needs salt. You need the chloride from the sodium chloride to make hydrochloric acid. People on low salt diets usually have serious digestion problems. And you need sodium as one of the most important of your electrolytes to balance the electrical conductivity through the body, not alone, or not even mentioning the sodium-potassium pump that creates energy from cell to cell. And our bodies need this. And there's research that shows that hypertension is affected maybe in 1% of the cases by the amount of salt in somebody's diet.
Huh. All right, there you heard it first on this program, folks, from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who now has some advice for those of you who have been, like all of us, who are listening to the radio or watching television, inundated with promotion for the latest COVID vaccines. Ah, they've been approved
and
by the FDA.
Remember, there are no human trials. There are no human trials on the latest stuff coming out, just mice.
Yeah, let's listen.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Yeah, that's right. And there's a growing... There's a growing body of evidence that shedding is a very real thing, meaning you can catch whatever is in those vials that people are being injected with just by being near someone who's been recently jabbed.
Yeah,
and so you remember back during the COVID 1.0, Dr. Zelenko just gained notoriety for his Z-Stack formula, which is just zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. I mean, even Trump famously was taking that when everybody else was getting sick, and he marched
out. That's Trump medicine. I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that Trump fix. It's bad. It has to be. If Trump's taking it, it's got to be bad for you.
And he goes marching out of the hospital earlier than he should have, just as strong.
And he was really sick. All of the politics and all the BS aside, Trump, I was told by somebody that I know that I trust, who was on the insides, he was very, very sick for three or four days.
And he took that Z-Stack and then marched out of the hospital.
Yep. All right.
So we're just talking about zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, all of those available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
So quercetin, how does that mean? Zinc, pretty much, I think everybody knows about that. Vitamin C, vitamin D, echinacea is something, and golden seal. I also say to people who have gotten colds or flus or whatever, quercetin seems to be...
golden seal is a miracle.
Yeah, but quercetin seems to be late to the party. Not a lot of people know what quercetin is. You want to give us a quick explanation of what that is, where it comes from, how do we get it?
Sure. Simply what it is, it's a natural pigment that occurs in very colorful fruits and vegetables, red apples, grapes, berries, all that kind of stuff. It's a very powerful antioxidant, and it's one of the flavonoids. Mm-hmm. And a flavonoid is something that helps to prevent free radical damage. It supports overall good health and longevity. There are studies that indicate that it could reduce inflammation. It helps with allergies. It helps to lower blood pressure. And it's just one of the things Mother Nature has packed away in her fruit and her vegetables, in organic form, mind you, that is just one of the many, many things that she has to offer us in the sense of getting our food, our natural immune-building, body-building stuff from Mother Nature, not from the food processing plants.
All right. And zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Those are the things to get.
Stock up on that stuff now.
Forget about getting the shot. That's what Jack says, and I agree with him.
Wait a second. I cannot legally say forget about the shot.
I can say it.
I can legally say study it before you ever think about doing it.
Yeah, that'll be more direct. Don't get a shot. Get this stuff instead. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.